Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is another edition of Philly Stamrios. James Seltzer. It is Monday, June the 21st, as we come off a disappointing weekend in San Francisco. The Phillies do take one, but dropped 2 of 3 to the San Francisco Giants yesterday, a 11-2 just blowout loss, never in the game, a frustrating showing from Zach Eflin, obviously frustrating pitching all around all weekend. They do win on Saturday, but lose on Friday. Ultimately, 2 of 3 lost there. 4 of 6 lost on the West Coast trip, which, you know, sadly we expected, right? But the Phillies fall to 34-35. They are 4 games back of the Mets. Off day today, then the biggest week of baseball of the season up till this point, coming up with 2 at home against the Nats, then 4 games in New York. We'll get way into that tomorrow. We'll really look ahead to the week, preview everything, but for now, let's get to the weekend. And look, I guess, you know, as far as it goes, for one day at least, Philly's not the most disappointing team in the city. Obviously, last night, a rough night for the Sixers. Their season is over. And now it's up to the Phillies to carry the torch. As, you know, with the Sixers losing last night, now the Phillies are the only team in Philly playing until the Eagles start their season. You know, so until September, it's only the Phillies. Phillies need to carry this city. No pressure, boys. But seriously, you know, I mean, it is, and again, you know, a lot of people aren't 4-for-4, but a lot are. And when you are, you know, this Phillies team has a lot riding on it for this city. So would be really nice to see them find a way to win some baseball games. As, again, a frustrating weekend. Not surprising. But, you know, it was one of those where when they won on Saturday, you're saying to yourself, all right, I know they lost 2 of 3 in Los Angeles, but the Dodgers are a really good baseball team. If they could go into San Francisco, face the team coming in with the best record in the sport, and handle some business and win 2 of 3, that would say something. You know, that would be a really nice spot for this team, a nice step forward. And yet they can, and they continue to kind of be who they are, a 500-ish team that struggles to win on the road and really struggles against good teams on the road. You know, that's what this team feels like right now, where they're at right now. And until they start to break through that, you know, it's going to be hard to take them seriously as a real contender to win this division, and much less a wild card, which seems like a bigger ask right now based on where the teams are and all that. We'll look at the standings later. But, you know, it was a disappointing weekend. I think, you know, we expected, not expected, because we've watched this team play baseball all season, but we hoped that in a series against Gabe Kapler's Giants in San Francisco, the Phillies could find a way. Again, you know, the Giants are a perfect example of what it can look like when a team is greater than the sum of their parts, as opposed to this Phillies team, which constantly seems to not equal up to the parts. You know, we always talk about the talent, and you know, yes, top heavy, but that there is top heavy talent on this team. There are guys you can trust, this and that. And then, you know, you see them lose 2-3 to a team with a bunch of guys that you know, coming into the season, no one expected anything from, whether it's, you know, Donovan Solano or Brandon Bell or Mike Yastrzemski or, you know, Buster Posey having a renaissance season, you know, and this team's just finding ways to win games. And it's the exact opposite of the Phillies. It was really a tale of two teams that you could see over the weekend, where one is just fine and just getting by, and the other is ultimately completely exceeding their expectations and what they're supposed to be and becoming more. And that's what you want to see from this Phillies team. You want to see them find a way to rise above the mediocrity that we've been so sadly stuck in for multiple years now. And until we see them win series like this, until we see them go on the road against a good team, a West Coast trip against good teams, and come back with some wins, more wins than losses, the same amount of wins as losses, they're hard to take seriously as a real contender. And that's what's frustrating about this team, is that, you know, again, with the talent, with the opportunity, I mean, you look at them compared to the Mets, compared to the Braves, compared to these teams that are competing in their division, it's not like these teams are way more talented than they are. That I would say the Mets are a more talented team, but not way more. And same with the Braves. They're all in the similar range of talent. And look, the Phillies are a game up on the Braves right now, for what it's worth. But the Phillies just can't seem to put runs together. And I think a big part of that is this inability to get going on the road. I mean, their inability to win games on the road continues to come back to bite them. And it continues to put them in a spot where they find themselves back in the division. Again, they're four games back, and they're 13-23 on the road. You know, you can look at that and say, oh, there's your four games, you know. 21-12 at home, that's good. That'll play, right? You know, 13-23 on the road is astounding. It is almost hard to believe they've been that bad on the road. But they have, and they continue to struggle and to lose these games that they need to win, and thus that's the team that we're seeing. And, you know, there's a big week coming up. We'll talk about it more tomorrow, but again, four in New York. And I know, look, West Coast is West Coast. You want to start winning games on the road, start in New York. That'll really go a long way here. So we'll get into that later. Let's look back at the weekend that was the disappointment in San Francisco. Again, at least they took one. I'll take that, especially on a day where Nola was absolutely awful. We'll get to that. But let's go back to Friday, start there, and then we'll look ahead after, take a look at the standings. Friday, just a classic 2021 Phillies loss in a way, you know, just where they hung in the game, but just didn't have enough. And, you know, did their classic leave runners on base thing, you know, had an error thrown in for good measure, just didn't play great baseball, you know, continuing, you know, run scores on a pass ball. It was just not the best night. As you know, they started off well, Odubel homers to start the game, 1-0 Phillies, you're feeling good. And then it was 3-1 Giants by the end of the second inning. McCutchen, a two-run bomb, a big shot. He's been really good. You know, shout out to Andrew McCutchen, his 12th homer of the season has raised that average, raised that level from where it was before, has really since May 1st been a solid player for the Phillies. But ties at 3, and then right away in the fourth, Vinny gives up another, and it's 4-3, and then it would be 5-3, and it's over. Vinny goes four innings, allows four runs, three earned, four walks, four hits, just way too many base runners in four innings for Vinny. Just, you know, Vinny-ish, you know, wasn't quite as bad as he could be, and certainly wasn't as good as he's been at times, just not a great outing. Bailey Falter goes three, gives up one. Wasn't bad though, you know, pitched decent, then Brogdon pitches a clean inning, but that was it. Just not enough runs, not enough hits, and not enough pitching. Bryce Harper back in this game. That was awesome to see. Harper goes 2-for-4. That was really nice to see. But really, after the top of the lineup, nothing. All seven hits except for one came from the top four hitters. Odubel goes 1-for-4 with that homer. Hoskins 1-for-4. Bryce 2-for-4. McCutchen 2-for-4. And that was it. And Andrew Knapp single, and that was the game from an offensive perspective. So just not enough. Not enough offensively. Zero walks in this game from the Phillies as well. A lack of grinding at bats, a lack of getting on base, and that's going to kill them. Again, you can't beat a good team with seven hits, no walks, and not good enough pitching. It's just not going to get the job done, and it didn't. And, you know, I think this was the frustrating run because they win big on Saturday, and we'll get to it. And it was a nice win because they didn't have the pitching they expected to. But this was the one that, you know, if you look at the Sunday game, it doesn't feel like it got away. It felt like the Phillies got squarely, roundly, wholly beat in that game. But this was the one on Friday night where it felt like they had a chance. Johnny Cueto, they got to him a bit early. It just felt like they had a chance in that one to steal that one, and then they weren't able to. And you know, that kind of plays a big role in where they end up at the end of the weekend. Saturday, a much better one, though it didn't feel like it was going to be. Saturday started out as an incredibly nerve-wracking game because it was a back-and-forth early. It was like 6-6 by the third inning. Seriously, it was actually 6-6 by the third inning. So here's how it went. Scoring-wise, the Phillies score a run in the first. Should have had more yet again, and this was a game where they scored a bunch of runs, so, you know, whatever. But they load the bases. Alec Bohm gets hit by a pitch. Alex Wood pitches, rides in on him, hits him in the leg, scores a run, but then Alex Wood gets out of it, had the bases loaded, but gets out of the inning with only one run, so you're feeling pretty bad about that. Then Nola, it's like, all right, Aaron, pick us up. First inning, first runner gets on, then second batter Nola faces. Mike Yastrzemski, boom, two-run blast. He would do that again on Sunday. In the first inning, so Yastrzemski, two-run blast, 2-1. Then in the second, Rhys Hoskins, just back, finally. You know, that homer off Kershaw seems to have unlocked the Rhys Hoskins we know and love, and he's back on a heater, which is huge because we know what a ice-cold Rhys Hoskins is and what a hot Rhys Hoskins is, and it seems like there's no in-between. But he goes 3-for-6 in this one with 2 homers, 6 RBI, a record for him, as he would make it 3-2 with the homer in the second. Then the Giants come right back in the bottom of the second. Again, Aaron Nola just had nothing in this game. Gives up 2 there, so it's 4-3. Then another, it's 5-3 in the second. And you're feeling like crap, right? The Phillies scored 3 runs in the first 2 innings with Nola on the hill. With Nola on the hill. 3 runs. Let's go. We got this game on lock is what it felt like. And they didn't. It's 5-3 now. And thank goodness the Phillies offense storms back in the bottom of the third. An Alec Bohm RBI single. A Ronald Torres RBI double. And Torres had a big game here. They needed Ronnie Torres. What a stud that guy's been. 6-5. And then bottom of the third at 6-6 all of a sudden. Because Aaron freaking Nola. Now, the Phillies would break it open in the sixth with aforementioned our guy Ronald Torres. Bomb. You know, just kind of twists on one, able to muscle it out of the park. Made it 7-6. And the Phillies never looked back. As a RBI double from Hoskins would make it 8-6. As sac fly in the seventh, 9-6. Then the Hoskins second homer in the seventh made it 12-6. And then a Luke Williams double made it 13-6. And they never looked back. And shout out to the bullpen because the bullpen did shut it down. The bullpen, you need 7 2/3 innings from the pen. Ranger Suarez, 2 2/3 shutout. Connor Brogdon, a shutout inning. Jose Alvarado, a shutout inning. Archie Bradley, a shutout inning. David Hale, a shutout inning. And a very low leverage inning for Hale. So shout out to the bullpen. It came through and they needed it. But, you know, the real story outside of winning the game, the story of this game is Nola and what a just unbelievably horrendous performance it was. Nola coming off that last outing, which was a great one. You know, the 7-0 win over the Yankees riding high, goes 7 2/3 of shutout baseball, 9 strikeouts, just had it. The ball was moving. It was dancing. The fastball command was there. And then we see him come out in San Francisco and just get pummeled. 2 1/3 inning. He only makes it 2 1/3. Gives up 6 earned runs. 6 hits, 3 walks in 2 1/3. 6 hits, 3 walks in 2 1/3. 6 earned, only throws 66 pitches. It was the shortest outing of Aaron Nola's career. Nola now a 4.22 ERA on the season. It's a problem. I mean, let's call it like it is. Aaron Nola's been bad. You know, outside of that last outing, if you take out that last start where he went 7 2/3 shutout, you go the other ones prior to that, just in the month of June, 2 1/3, 6 runs in this past one. Then against Atlanta, 5 innings, 4 runs. And we know it was not sharp in that one. Then in Cincinnati, 5 innings, 3 runs. That was a 17-3 game. So he gets the win, but not a great outing from him. They kind of won in spite of him. Had that outing at home against, or excuse me, in Miami, 6 innings, 1 run. They lose the game, but it was a ugly 6 innings, 1 run. He didn't look great. Then prior to that against Boston, 5 innings, 4, 5 runs, 4 earned. 6 2/3, three runs. 4 innings, 5 runs. Like, Aaron Nola's been bad for a while here now. And is certainly having his worst start to the season in a while. And the big thing, and we've talked about it, but it seems to keep cropping up, is Aaron Nola on the road has been an abject disaster. Yet again, you know, that last outing at home, this one on the road, and just can't seem to get success. So for comparison's sake, this season, Aaron Nola has pitched 43 and a third innings at home and 42 innings on the road. So basically the exact same amount of innings. He has pitched one and a third more innings at home than on the road. So 43 and a third at home, 42 on the road. He's allowed 12 runs at home. He has allowed 28 runs on the road in basically the same amount of innings. So ERA-wise, that is an ERA at home of 2.49 and an ERA on the road of 6. Aaron Nola's road ERA is 6. One more time, in 43 and a third innings at home, 12 earned runs, 42 innings on the road, 28 earned runs. I don't know what's going on. I don't. This is shocking. And it's really been the last couple seasons Nola has struggled on the road more so, and more so just in a macro sense. I mean, look, we talk about it all the time. This Phillies team is good enough for the deficiencies they have to not make up for in other ways. They're too bad a defensive team to not hit better, right? And they are not talented around enough for them to not be carried by their big three. You know, what we've learned over the first month plus of the season, 2 months plus, excuse me, of the season, 2.5 months of the season, is that the top three guys are the biggest thing you should be able to count on this team, and Wheeler, Eflin, Nolan. Wheeler's been the only one who's delivered. We'll get to Eflin. Yesterday's start was brutal, abysmal. He had a horrible one yesterday, too. It's not just Nola, it's Eflin, too. But Nola, you expect more from. I mean, coming into the season, there's no question. He was the ace, right? I mean, you know, Eflin was the three, much less the one. Wheeler is clearly the one now, we know that. But it's really, it's been a massive, massive disappointment from Aaron Nola. And, you know, he always turns it around, he always figures it out, but doesn't seem to have it so far this season when needed, and certainly on the road. And this is going to be a big storyline to watch. Like, the Phillies need Aaron Nola desperately, and he has not been giving it to them. He has not been someone you can count on. And if he's not going to be that, they're in trouble. I mean, that's a potential, you know, ain't going to work out type of situation for this team if Nola's not going to give him more. So watching Nola and how he develops through the month of June and in July, the rest of June into July, is going to be one of the big storylines for this team, and whether they are going to be buyers. And we'll get into that, you know, down the road more tomorrow, all that stuff. But buyer-seller thing coming up. I mean, look, we're a little over a month away from the trade deadline. It's already June 21st, July 31st trade deadline. Not far away. So this next month is going to be the decision maker. How this team plays, are they in it on whether they should add or subtract from this team? And it's going to be fascinating. And look, Aaron Nola is going to play a big role, and they just need more from him. He has been a massive disappointment. All right, heading into Sunday's game, the Phillies make some roster move. Matt Joyce back to the IL with a lower back strain. Andrew Knapp also placed on the concussion IL, hopefully okay. Matt Vierling and Rafael Marchand get called up. Vierling in the lineup on Sunday. Batted on Saturday as well, pinch hit single. Marchand called up, so we'll see. That makes sense from that perspective, obviously. If Knapp is out, you're going to need that backup catcher. So some roster moves heading to Sunday. Then we get to Sunday's game, and you know, not a ton to say about it, just a real disappointing showing from the Phillies. Phillies lose 11-2. It wasn't particularly close pretty much all game. Like we said before, it started out bad, and that was it. They did not have the Odubel homer to start. Yastrzemski still hit the two-run homer in the first inning. Same exact blueprint as the game before. Lamont Wade gets on, and Yastrzemski hits a two-run shot over the right field porch into the water there. Did it again, but this case it would be enough, as then Flores would homer in the first two. Wilmer, 3-0 Giants. Then the Phillies, Realmuto, a shot to center field, a homer, as Realmuto, seemed like the Philly who showed up to play, was 3-for-4 with a homer, a double, and a single. Had a nice game, 2 RBI, 1 run scored, obviously the RBIs for the team. The shame was that was it. They got one other hit. Matt Vierling got a single for them, and that was it. 4 hits all game. Only 1 walk again, as they are not walking either. But they get completely shut down by a guy I had not really known much about or heard of coming in. Sammy Long goes 6 innings, 2 runs, 6 strikeouts. He gives you the start you wanted Nola to have, or in this case, Eflin. as you know, as much as the offense didn't show up, and they didn't. Four hits. There is no excusing that. Three of them from one guy, so no one showed up. And which is again a disappointment in this spot for this team where you need them to win this game. But you know, look, pitching didn't hold them up either. Eflin was horrible. Five innings, six earned, seven runs for Eflin, nine hits in five innings. Didn't walk anybody, so that's something, I guess. But he was horrible. Spencer Howard comes in after him. He was horrible, two in inning and two-thirds, two runs. Both just didn't have it whatsoever, didn't have it at all. Really just an incredibly disappointing showing from this pitching staff, from this team out there in this game, the last game of the series. You expect them to show up. And again, for them to have four hits, for Zach Eflin to just get roughed up, it was a really disappointing series closer. It really was. It was, in my opinion, just a massive disappointment from this team. And again, that's what they do on the road. You know, this is this game is kind of emblematic of what this team has been and who they are. You know, that they come close, they'll do just enough, but they can't get over the hump. And this game was that hump game. You know, the can you actually win a series on the road against a really good team, a team with the best record in baseball? You had a chance. You're 1-1 going into the rubber game. And you've got, theoretically, the better pitcher on the hill. Zach Eflin versus Sammy Long is an advantage for the Phillies. And it wasn't. It wasn't yesterday. It didn't end up being an advantage. It wasn't what the Phillies needed, and they lost. And, you know, again, I know I said it before, but I'll say it again. Until this team proves that they can win on the road with any sort of consistency, any sort of mediocrity on the road. I'm not even asking for you know, a great road team. We're just talking go 500. They're 10 games under on the road. Just be mediocre on the road and you can have a chance. Your great home record can carry you if you can find ways to be mediocre on the road, and they can't even do that. And again, look, I could step back and realize that the Giants and the Dodgers on the West Coast is not the easiest of matchups. That is a tough six-game stretch. I get it, but if you just want to be a playoff team, you know, you got to find a way to come home 500 after that stretch. Come home at 500 after that stretch, and they couldn't do it. They lose 4-6, and that's what's so frustrating, is this team just can't seem to get over the hump with certain specific things, and winning on the road is clearly one of them. You know, they just can't seem to muster it up, can't seem to, you know, get over that hump. Again, the Phillies on the road are 13-23. 13-23 on the road. It is it's a disappointment, and it's a shame because, you know, again, it is wild when you look at this that the Phillies are in the division they're in. We had talked so much about what a disaster it was. The NL East, it's so hard to compete in the NL East. They're incredibly lucky they're in the NL East. NL East is the only team in baseball without a 40-win team. The Giants are 46-26, so if the Phillies were in the NL West, they would be 11 games back, 10.5, something like that. And they're only four back of the Mets right now. You know, if they were in the same division as the Houston Astros, who are 43-20, they'd be like eight back. Or, you know, same thing with the White Sox. Same thing with the NL East. The AL East. The NL Central, the only one that's kind of close, they're 40-32. So basically the same winning percentage as the Mets. It's the NL Central and the NL East, the two teams. And the NL Central at least has four teams at 500 or better, whereas the NL East has one team better than 500 in the Mets. So the Phillies are incredibly lucky they're in the division they're in. It is flipped around. We thought it was a detriment. It is incredibly lucky. So that's the reason they're still in this. But if they're going to really be in it, they have to start doing something now. As, you know, we look at the NL East standings, the Mets in first at 36-29, 20-7 at home. They too have struggled on the road, 16-22, just not quite as bad as the Phillies, 13-23 on the road. And that's the difference, really, when you look at the records. But the Phillies are two back in the win column, six back in the loss column. That makes it four total, and obviously makes some of that up this weekend as a, you know, big series against the Mets. So they are four back in the Mets. The Phillies at 34-35. The Braves surge and are only one game back of the Phillies, and so are the Nats. The Nats all of a sudden have won a few. The Nats have won eight of their last 10, including two in a row. And now they're only a game back of the Phillies, which makes this series coming up now, as they have off day today, then Tuesday, Wednesday against the Nationals here in Philly before going up to New York for the four-game series, makes that a pretty damn big series all of a sudden. This is some big stuff. So it's bunching up. And then the Marlins at 31-40 are eight back. They are four back of the Phillies, eight back of the Mets. So division's tightening. You know, Mets four up on the Phillies, then the Braves and Nats are just one game back of the Phillies. So just a massive series this week coming up. As you know, we'll dive into the schedule a lot more tomorrow, looking ahead to these massive games this week because the off day today. Relax, react to the weekend, and look ahead. But this is massive. As we head into the All-Star break, this next month is going to make or break the Phillies. They, again, have two off days this week. So from that perspective, there is no reason to say they're not rested and ready to go coming off the West Coast trip. But a big week of baseball, off day then tomorrow and Wednesday at home, Wheeler and Velasquez going. And then you get to the weekend, and it's, again, four-game set against the Mets. You get an off day on Thursday, and then it's a doubleheader Friday, then Saturday, Sunday, and you get Nola, Howard, Eflin, Wheeler. So, you know, you need your boys to bring it. You need your boys to bring it. Just a massive set of baseball games. We'll look forward again to that more coming up, but just a huge week coming up with four big ones on the road, too. So, Phillies need to find a way to start winning them on the road. All right, big one. We will preview it tomorrow. We'll get to the Nationals, the Mets, all that, and a whole lot more. So until then, have a wonderful day, and thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.